Let us start again from Amalei Rab Zeira. That is around 12 lines from the top by the Simen of Rabbi Kibay Gengilian Hashas. Amalei Rab Zeira le Rab Simen le Chichinu Ma Lahani Devei Reish Gelusa. That Rab Simen should give Teichoche to the Devei Reish Gelusa. Amalei le Mekabli Minoi. They won't be mekabel. Amalei achal gav deloy mekabli lechichinu ma. Even though they won't be mekabel, it's still achiyev teichoche. The Amar Rav Ache b'Rav Chanine ma'olam lo yotzeso mida toiva mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chozer bo lero chutz midover ze. In this inyan of Teichoche, we see that there was a mida toive that went out from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and it was Chazaboy. Tersi, Vayomer Hashem, Eilav, Avoyer, Besei Chair, Besei Yerushalayim, Vihisvisa, Tov, Al Mitzrayis, Ha'anoshim, Ha'ne'enochim, Va'ne'enochim, Al Kola Te'evois, Ha'nasois, Besei Chal. The Tzadike Ha'ir, which were Nenochim and Nenochim, witnessing all the Te'evos that were being done in Yerushalayim. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, a Tov Shel Tchiyeh should be put on their Metzach, that even though Kivin Shenitin Rishus Lamashchis Ein Eimavchin, Baal Koponim, he says, these Tzadikim should be Nitzel. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel leich urishoim al mitzchon shel tzadikim tov shel dioi shlo yishletu bohem malachi chabole, that the malachi chabole should not be shaylet in them. Va'al mitzchon shel rishoim tov shel dam kidei sheyishletu bohem malachi chabole. Omro, so that was the gzeire that was yotzo mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omro midas hadin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayni shel olam, manishtanu eilu mei eilu. Omalo halolu tzadikim gemurim, valolu rishoyim gemurim. So memele tzadikim gemurim anav nenash bishvil harishoyim. And leidar gise, the rishayim gemurim cannot be nitzel b'schus hatzadikim. So therefore, there's two tovim. There's a tov of tchiyeh and a tov of misa. Omro lefonav ribayni shel olam hoya biyadam limchais v'loy michu. Was biyadam limchais. So Dachstach Meda Yismach Moshe says pshat that after he heard the word tzadikim gemurim, so it was mutter his garis beroshe. We heard in the Gemara Broches a tzadik she'enei gomor should not start up with a roshe, but a tzadik gomor should start off, is permitted to start up with a roshe. Then the Gemara says in Broches there's a svore that if things are going good with the Rosh, so then you also shouldn't start up. But that's Tafka Rosh Sha'in Egomer. So things can be going good for him. But this is Rishoyim Gemurim. So Memele, then it was Chal the Tviyah after the Midas Adin heard that these are Tzadikim Gemurim. And these are Rishoyim Gemurim. So Memele, then became this Eirer the Tviyah that they should have been Moiche. They were mutterly Isgaris Berishoy. Oma lo goli v'yedua lefonai she'im michul bahem loy yekablu mehem. That wouldn't help. Omra lefonav ribayne shalaylam im lefonecha goli lahem mi goli. That is true, the Rabbeinu Shlom knows, but they were not aware of this. V'haynu d'chsiv, zokein, bochor, upsula, tav v'noshim, targu, l'mashes. That they should be killed, that there should be a complete destruction, v'al kol isha, she'olav atov, al tikshu. That was the first tzivui. And then right afterwards it says, Umimikdoshi tochelu. Uchsiva yochelu ba'anoshim hazkeinim asher lifnei habayis. Toni Rav Yosef al tikru mikdoshi elo mikudosha. Eilu b'nei odom shikimu es ha-teire kulo me'alef v'yatov. And me'mele, the gzeire was chal, fakerta ha-scholas ha-gzeire started with these tzaddikim. In Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that there's a chilek between a dover ha-mefurish b'kro and a dover she'enei mefurish b'kro. Adavar ha-she'ene mefurish b'kro is a svore that these people take don't know. And since it's not mefurish b'kro, even if you'll tell them, they also won't accept it. So then there's a svore mutav shiyu shoygigim val yiyu mezidim. This is the mekayr haloche that noshim which are not nizer and tais v'shem ha-kipurim, so one should not be mechich them because now they'll be mezidim. Adavar hamefurish bekra. So then there's a chiyuv teichoche al koponim. The rabbim wants that. So that one should be mechich on their actions. So the Rabbi Raloche asks from our Gemara. L'chayre and our Gemara, it would seem that if they would be aware that they wouldn't listen, they would be potter. And Shulchan Aruch it's mevu adavar ha-mefurish b'kro, afilu they don't listen, there's a chiyuv teichoche. So he asks in our Gemara, l'chayre, these rishoyim, it says they were nenochim and nenokim, the tzaddikim and nanochim and nanochim and the te'evis, what the rishoyim were doing, so mistame, it was dvorim amapuroshim bekro. That's how the Bir Aloch assumes. So why is it that, what was their taine? The taine was that they wouldn't listen. And so what is if they wouldn't listen? Api shulchanor, the zachiv techoch afilo, they won't listen if it's a davar amapurosh bekro. So the Bir Aloch says that is the chiyuv is al chiyuv teichoche, but the din arvus does not apply. That means the oynish is for the din arvus, and I'm only an oriv if I could be misaviv that they'll stop doing it. So since they were under the impression, since Lemaise, if they wouldn't listen, they're stuck in Odin Arvis. So Memele, so they wouldn't be Nenash. But since they weren't aware of this, so they were Nenash als the Din Arvis. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a Chiev Teichoche, that is als the Mitzvah of Teichoche. The Mitzvah Teichoche is, even I know they won't listen to me, there's a Mitzvah of Teichoche. That's one teretz that the Bir Halacha wants to say, and that is not the way we had mentioned last week. We had mentioned the Pnei Yeshua that says Punkvakelt. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Pnei Yeshua asks the Rabbeinu Shalaylam knew already that they weren't Mechiyach. So what was Nishadish with the Kitrug of the Midas Hadin? So the Pnei Yeshua says, out not being Meichiach, there's only a bittel mitzvah sasei. And the Rabbi Nishlam is not manish on a bittel mitzvah sasei. B'shas hasakone, so then the Rabbi Nishlam, idon rischa, the Rabbi Nishlam is manish on a bittel mitzvah sasei. And the kitrug of the Midas Hadin created an idon rischa. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And so the Pnei Yeshua, it would seem that if they would know that they wouldn't listen, there's no mitzvah of teichoche also. And this is not the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Later the Mishnah Berurah brings down a smag that holds like that. That afilu adover ha-mefurish bekro, not like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if I know he won't listen, there's no mitzvah of teichoche either. And this is similar to what the Pnei Yeshua said. Al Koponim, so they told him that there's an Inyan of Teichoche. Yeah. Umiyad, Vehine, Shisha, Anoshim, Boim, Viderech, Shaha, Elyoin, Asher Mofne, Tzofoine. All of this is before the Washisha Anoshim coming, Miderech, Shaha, Elyoin, Asher Mofne, Tzofoine, Veish, Klima, Potsoi, Biyodoi. And each one had a clay mashris. Veish, Echot, Besoicham, Lovu, Shabadim, Vekeses, Haseifer, Bemosnov. Vayavoyu, Vayamdu, Eitzel, Mizbeach, Hanachoshes. They came, they were standing next to the Mizbeach, Hanachoshes. So the Gemara asks, Mizbeach, Hanachoshes, Mihave. The Mizbeach, Hanachoshes was only existent Bizman, the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a Mizbeach, Hanachoshes. And Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he made a Mizbeach Shel Avonim, which was much larger than the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. What is Pshat? Vayamdu Eitzel Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Amlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haschilu Mimokaim Sheoimrim Shira Lofonai. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, חוץ מדבר זה שנאמר במקרא זה שהייצי דיבו לטיבו מני אינש תיכוכה חוזר בוי. וסביסו טוב על מצרויס האנושים הנאנוכים והנאנוכים על כל התאיביס הנאסיס בסייכו, אלו צדיקים. שלא ישלטו בהם מלאכי חבולה, שאני רוצה לשלוח בעיר, that was the purpose of this טוב. Einu dechsiv mi kore val kol ish asher ola vatov loisigshu, loisigoshu, ola vesoif ome mikdosh ay tochelu. There was a chazore in the anhog of the Rebbe Nishloilom. Mim kudosh ay shahoyde le mekatreg midas adin vechozar min atoit. Mi have mizbeach hanachoshes, mi mecheskel, voloi shloi megonzoi. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu Shlomo was Goynes. Va'osa Mizbeach Avonim Shalamet Beis Amo. Dechsiv ki Mizbeach HaNechoshes Asha Lifnei Hashem Koten Mehochil. Ka'odon Ha'imel Lechaveiroi Nanes Ploini. That's a midget to Posol Avoides. So therefore it was removed. So the Gemara says, Mimokaim Sha'omrim Shire. That the Peroni is started min halavim she'oimrim shir beklin nechoishes. So the mizbeach min samoch le mizbeach with the levim were that they say shir beklin nechoishes. Let us see Tosfos. Mizbeach nechoishes bimei shloime mihave kedechsiv she'shloime heisiroi. Ki haya katan mehachil. So my male, there was no mizbech hanachoshes. V'im taima v'aksiv b'divrei hayomim v'ayas shloima es mizbeach hanachoshes. What are you going to say over there? He is saying that the Peronius is starting for those who play the clean nachoshes eitzel ha-mizbeach. But what's pshat v'ayas shloima es ha-mizbeach hanachoshes? V'yishloima d'doshin elei ki hoche. Mizbeach she'omrim lefonav shire bekli nechoshes. That is pshat in the pasuk. Zot the Gemara weiter. Oman ninu shisha anoshim. Who were the shisha anoshim? Omar Rav Hizde Ketzef Av Vechema Umashchis Umishaber Umechala. All the shyness of destruction. Let us see Tosfos, Ketzef Af Vechema. Kosher L'Rashbe, the Omar B'Perek Kamed the Meseches Avodah Zarah, Ksiv Chema Einli. One pasuk says that the Rebbein Shalom says, I have no Chema. Uchsiv Noikem Hashem Ubal Chema. Omishani. So the Gemara says it matters. Kan li Yisrael, then this chema ainli. Kan li nochem. Alma, the ain la kadish bochu chema al Yisrael. And here the Gemara says that one of the shisha noshim was chema, one kasha. Vahi de meseches avay de zore kasha. Another kadish, that Gemara alone is shver. The besayif peirik, Arba nedorim, omar chema moishe holgoi. Dechsiv chema ainli. So there's no chema because Moshe Rabbeinu is holgoi. Uporich vohoksiv ki yogurti mimnei haaf veha chema. Umishani trei chema hava. So after the chema ainli, there's still another chema. That the Moshe Rabbeinu feared, ki yegert me ha'af avay ha'chema. So b'chlau, what's the Gemara's kashin avay de zore, noikim Hashem ul bal chema, maybe this is the second chema. So we have a kasha, it's this, the Gemara, and the Gemara Nedorim, and our Gemara. Zot the Gemara weiter. What was the purpose of the ois tov? Omar Rav tov tichye tov tomus. That was, there was one tov of tchye, there was one tov of tomus. And they bring down from the goyin, and then there were beinanim, which could be, there could be other factors that could either, they could be zeiche tishmire, or they would be genizik. But these two, there was no cheshbonus. These were Tichye and these were Tomos. Ushmuel Omar Tomo Schus Ovois. Shmuel said that the Tov was Tomo Schus Ovois. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Tochen Schus Ovois. It should become this Eirer, the Schus Ovois. The Marshal wants to say Pshat. We will see it's not like Taisvis. Tomos chus ovois means that the Tov, if we'll say there's a machlekes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, so Tomos chus ovois means that even though it's Tomos chus ovois, but these have, the tzaddikim have their own schusim. And the Rishoim don't have any schusim. So that is pshat the Tov. The Tov is that chus ovois bechlal is not a factor over here because Thomas Chusovitz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tochen Chusovitz. For those who are Hilchim Bedarke Yavoisom, that Chusovitz could help. Those who are not Hilchim Bedarke Yavoisom, Chusovitz cannot help. That's how the Mashal wants to say Pshat. Breish Lakish Amar Tov Soif Chaisomoy Shalakodish Boch. That the ois tov, that chaysomei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, so that shows on the gzar din, the gmar din, that's the purpose of the tov, that we see that the din was nigma. The Omar Rabbi Chanine, chaysomei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So the last ois of the chaysom of the Rabbeinu Shloilom is emes. What does Rashi say? Tov Tomus L'Rishoyim. Chaysamoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Emtsois L'Oisiyis. The Mem is the middle ois. V'Rishoyim V'Achroyim. Al Shem Ani Rishoyim. V'Ani Achroyim. V'Ani Hu. This shows that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Rishain and the Achrain and Va'ani Hu in the Hoive. The Rav Nissen Goin brings down, the middle we'll see, he brings down, Omar Rav Shimon Bar Lakish, Aleph Roisha the Alpha Beise, Mem Be'em Tse'ise, Tov Be'Soifa, Loima Ani Hashem Rishain, Shalaiki Balti Malchusi Meyache, that's the Aleph, the Rishain. Umi Balodai Ein Elokim, she'ein li shutef in the hanhoge achshav. So that's the mem mistama mi balodai. Vesachoinim anehu she'ein ani osid lemoisro la'achav. That is al koponim chesame shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So I heard about someone said that the Chacham, when he asks a Shaila, Asher Tziva Eschem, and by the Rosh, Tziva Lochem. So he wanted to say, in the Eschem we have the Aleph and the Tov and the Mem, and he takes into consideration that the Ikah is not only the Hoive, he takes into consideration there's a Cheshbon of the Mi'ikore and the Besaif and the Hoive. The Rosh in Oisius Lochem, there's only a Mem there. That means that's all, only the Hoive interests him. He has no Cheshbonis Bechlal in the Ovar and the Osi. Al Koponim, that is the Tov. The Tov is the Gemar of the Chsima of the Rebbeinu Shlel. That was the purpose of the Tov, that there was a Gemar Din, a Chosem Din. Rab Shmur ban Achmeni, Eilu b'nei Odom, Shekimu es ha-Toyre kulo, me Aleph vi'ato. Another Cheshbin of the Tov was to show the Shleimis. The Tzadikim were Mekayim the Toyre, me Aleph vi'ato. And the Rishoyim were over mitof ad aleph, so koponim, that was the reason of the oistof. Me emasai tomo schus ovis. Now, we had heard before that Shmuel had said, tomo schus ovis. When did it end? Till when was Klal Yisrael nene from schus ovis, and when did it end? Omar Rav Mimois Hosheya ben Be'eri Shenema Agale Es Navluso Le'ene Miyahaveho Ve'ish Lo Yatzileno Miyodi. Chazal say Avraham Avinu was called the Ish, Yitzhak was called the Ish, Yaakov was called the Ish, Ishtam Yoshev Eholim. They also, the Ish, any of these three ishim lo yatzileno, because it has already ended the schus ovis leitzileno miyodi. Ushmuel omar mimei chazoil. Then it ended the schus ovis. Shenemar vechazoil merlech arom lochatz es yisrael kol yemei yehoyochos. Chsiv vayochon Hashem oisom. Vayifan aleihem leman berisay es Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'loy ova hishchisam v'leishlicham mi'alponov ad ato. So vaystois till now, he says till now, the bris ovois was kayim, and from now and further not. Let us see Rashi. V'ish lo yatzileno she'ein oitz chus la'ovais she'ochlua. Klal Yisrael already eaten up the chus ovais. V'yifen aleihem leman b'riso yas Avraham v'lo hishlicham mi'alponov ad oto. This was till now. Havol mikan ve'eilech hishlicham v'lo ipone el brisovis. The brisovis had ended. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Oma Mimei Eliyo Shenema Vayhi Ba'alois Amincho Vayigash Eliyo Hanovi Vayomer Hashem Eloikei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yisrael Hayom Yivoda Ki Ato Lekim V'Yisrael Vani Avdecho V'Dvorcho Sisis Kol Advorim Ha'ele. So vaystois alekei Avraham hayoyim, that till today we could still be soimer on the schus ovis. V'Rabbi Yochanan omar mimei Chizkiyahu shenema lamarba amisra l'sholem en keitz al kisei David al mamlachtei lohochin oisa ulesado במשפט וצדקה ובצדקה מעטה ויד עולם. Why will it be in Watschus? Kines Hashem Tzvoka is Tasa Zoy. That will be the schus that Lohochin Oiso Lesado. But schus always is non-existent anymore. Let us see Rashi. Hashem Alekei Avram Velekei Yitzhak Vyisrael Hayoim Yivoda. Sha'ato Zoycher Bris Avram Yitzhak Vyisrael. Midekoma Hayoim Yivoda Vesuloi. Vaistois, this was the last day, Michlal de Tomo. Vayidei Rachmim, Huzkere Lohem Bimei Chazoil. He says that later, that means if Schus Ovis was Kayim, it was, the sort of Schus Ovis alone was Poil. Here, Vayidei Rachmim, either Hisoiris Rachmim, Huzkere Lohem Bimei Chazoil. Bimei Chizkiyo, Dechsiv Me'at V'yad Oilom, Kines Hashem Tzvokes Tasezois. Beloi zechus oves. Let us see Taisvis. Ushmuel Omar Tama zechus oves. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, that's Pshavn the Tov. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Tochain zechus oves. Aimer Rabbeinu Tam, the zechus oves Tama. That zechus Tomeis the Take ended, avo bris oves loi Tama. Taksiv, vizachalti, es brisi, yakev. Afla acha golos. So the bris always remains. Ba'anan, ein onu maskirim schus always, elo habris. So memela the Rabbeinu Tam said that there are two inyonim. There is one inyon of schus always, and there's one inyan of bris aveis. And schus aveis is take tomo, of a bris aveis is kain. The Ben Yayoda wants to say, could be, this is merumes, the posig, v'av gam zois, le miyastim, le galtim, le chaloisi, lahofer brisi ito. V'av gam zois, zois is gematri, zois is roshei teves, Schus Ovois Toma. Even though Schus Ovois Toma is Lemiastim, Lega Altim, Lechaloisi, Lehofer Brisi. But Bris Ovois is still Kai. That's like the Rabbeinu Tam's Cheshbet. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we have a problem. That if there's a difference between Schus Ovois and Bris Ovois, so what is the Raya of Shmuel? Shmuel said, that v'chazoil melech haram lochetz yisor koymei yoyochez achsi v'yochan ha'shem oysam v'yirachmim v'yifin aleim l'man briseis avrom yitzrok v'yakoy v'yovash eschisam le'yishlichem mi'alponov ad oto. So Rashi had learned ad oto, but not anymore. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, bris ovis is always kind. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat in the Gemara. Meforish the Shmuel the Omar Mimei chazoil dayik punfakel. Mi dechsiv leman brisoi, veloi leman schusoi. Fakert of the postek here mention the brisovois, vaistois schusovois is tom. Poi mari, abo de bavayikro rabo diik, meyadoto. That it was kayim adato. The perish bekunteres. So vaistois verkehrt, there's no difference between schus oves and bris oves. Ulari nire deloi pligi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said, Tomos schus oves, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Tochein schus oves. Elo Shmuel kamar delarishoyim tomo. Avale tzadikim loi tomo. But tzadikim, Ayri Rabbi Yochanan. So memele, so both are true. That means it matters on whose meitzach the Tov was written. That a Tov on the meitzach of tzadikim is tochein schus oves, because for a tzadik, schus oves still remains, and for a roshet, tomos schus oves. Teida, Rabbi Yochanan besomoch, di bimei cheskiye, tomos schus oves. Bahochi komadav b'shas achubun de bosa hochi tochein schusovis. Now pshat is that before the Zchus Avos was megen even on the Rishoyim, and now Zchus Avos can only help for the Tzadikim. For the Tzadikim. Ubishili vayikra Rabbi Acha Oima la'olam Zchus Avos kayemes la'olam onu maskirim oisam v'cheinu oima kikel rachem la'ishkach es bris ha'beisecha. So it seems Chayre, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bris Avos and Zchus Avos are the same. And the Le'olam is Pshat, this is Al Kaponim for the Tzadikim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Ami, Ein Mise B'loi Chet, Ve'ein Yisurim B'loi Ovei. That the process of Mise is only comes about to a chet, the neshama that's a chelik alakami mal, be'etzem would give chiyas forever. No, the einish of misa is comes about because of a chet. Ein misa b'loi chet, ve'ein yisurim b'loi ovei. How do we know this? Ein misa b'loi chet, d'chsiv, ha'nefesh, ha'chaitas, hitomus. That's davke, the din mises only, hachaitas. Ben lo yisa bavoin ho'o, v'ov lo yisa bavoin ha'ben. Tzidkes ha'tzadik olof tiye, v'rishes ha'roshe olof tiye. So memela we see, al kopona from the beginning of the posik, that anefesh hachaitas he tomes. Ben yisurim b'lo yavoin, t'chsim ufakati b'shevet pisham, so here it says that Negoim come because of Ovoim. Let us see what Rashi says. Beloi chet, v'cheta yishel odom goyrem loy mise. B'shevet of Negoim, haynu yisurim, v'komar she'ein voim elo mishum pkidas Ovoim. Let us see Taisvus. Ein mise beloi chet, Perish, Lefisha Gzeire Bo, Taisvis was Medayik on the, here it says Chet, which is Ashkoge, and here it says Oven, which is Mazit. Perish, Lefisha Gzeire Bo, the Gzeire of Mise is Bo Afal Ashkoge. Ein Mise Beloi Chet, Vein Yisurim Beloi Oven Shal Mazit. Kida Omar Biyume, Chatoim Eilu Ashkoge. Avoinais Elo Hasdoinis. So here we're speaking about Yisurim, so that is bo als only by amazing. Va'avol gav the omaga b'yisoyer shem akipurim lo hogin olav mina Yisurim mashmud Yisurim boim al shaygik hochem mayri b'yisurei negoim shehem mechuorim k'demai sikro. Negoim which are mechuorim, that only comes by amazing. So the Marsha says, so it would seem that Negoim are more chomel than Mise. Negoim mechuorim are more chomel than Mise, and therefore only, they come only on amazing. So the Marsha asks, Eiv had also Yesurim mechuorim. Nitainis lochere, he wasn't amazing. Ish tam v'yosho v'yirei elekim v'sol meira. So why did he have Yisurim mechu'olim? That is the Marsha's kasha, and he blives by a kasha. The Anav Yosef wants to fahem for the Marsha's kasha. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Hageid la'ami pisham eilu talmidei chachomim sheshgogois nasu kizdoinim. Ulebeis Yaakov avoinom, eilo ame haoretz, shezdoineis nasul kishgogis. So memele, the bechine of mezid in shoigig is dependent on who was over. And the mezid of an ame haoretz is equivalent to a shoigig. And the shoigig of a Talmud Chochem is equivalent to a mezid. So he says, Amaratzim is Mesim, Ayidei mizidim shalahem, that's kori chet, ein misa beloi chet. And tamid echachomim is misyasrim to the shgogish shalahem, parachoshev kemeizim. So Memela, he says, that was Eiv. That's right. Eiv was take a shaygik, 100%. But by a Talmud Chochem, the shgogis are nechshav ke'avoynus. So I will upon him, this is Rab Ami's shita, that without the sibbe of chet in avoyn, there is no mise and there is no yisur. Meisvei amru malachei yashoris lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu shel Olam mipnei ma konasto misa al Adam harishen amar lehem mitzvah kala tzivise v'over aleh. That's why he was nefesh. Amru loy aloy Moshe v'aren shekimu kol ha-teire kula ha-meisu. No, that's the teretz on Adam ha-rishe. What's the teretz on Moshe v'Aaron? Am alehem mikra echod la-tzadik o la-rosho la-teit. So al-koponim, we see from this Maimah Chazal that it is possible heist this Adam ha-rishe take there was a sibet. Mother alert. Moshe Rabbeinu shekiyim kol ha-teira kulo, so that was, that day he was nenash al mikra echod, even though there was no avere. And the Masha asks, it says, yana shele yamantem bi abdishayni, so the Masha says, that's only lohovi esa'om, that's havo esa'om, is they wouldn't be zeiche to that. But Misa, that is not a Sibbe, that is not a Chet, that is Roi, Lohomis Olo. What was the Shaila by the Malachi Yashores by Odom Horishin? And what was the Mibneima Konasto Misa al Odom Horishin? Meishlov said Mitzvah Kala is, the Benya Yoda wants to say that the kasha was as follows, that the Adam HaRishon Lamaise was nenash b'yisurim. That means from the chet of the Achilas Eitz Hadas, kaitz v'dar do tatzmiach loch, b'zei sapecha teicha lechem. There were a lot of yisurim that were nigzar on Adam HaRishon. So the shayla was, mipnei ma konasto misa al Adam HaRishon. So he told him, the Rebbeinu Shlom told them, mitzvah kala tzivisiv v'ovar oleo. So the Ben Yoyoda wants to explain, the Medrash brings down on the Einish of Adam HaRishon, the Medrash brings down a moshel. It was a moshel that there was a woman that had, her husband was a chava. A chava means he used to bring together nechoshim v'akrabim, used to be mechaber them together, and used to keep them in a big chavis. And he told his wife, whatever he has, she can take, but she should be careful not to open up that chavis. That chavis, he does not give her the shoes to open up. Lamaisa, there was another woman that was very jealous of her, and she started telling her that Hogeh, her husband, is how good he is to her. But she said, but this chavis, he told me not to open up. So the other woman told her, you know what's pshat, because his intentions to marry a different wife, and in this chavis, there's the jewelry what he plans to give to the other wife. So that was Ma'irer, the kinneh of his wife, and she went and she opened up the chavis, and she stuck her hand in, and she got bitten. The Medrash brings this marshal on the head of Adam v'Chava. So the Ben Yoyada says that over there, that what she was nenash, and she died was not out oynish, she was over tzivui bailo. That was a davar memela. You stick your hand into a chavis full of nechoshim v'akrabim, automatically you're going to get killed. So be'emison, the chet hamisa that came through the achil of the eitz hadas was not begeder oinish. That was the mahus of the achil of the eitz hadas that brought with it misa. That was a double TV, just like if someone eats poison, lemaise he'll die. Not together oinish. No, that's a double memela. So he says that was pshat. That's what he wants to say pshat in the Gemara. That the malach yashor is Esther Rabbeinishlam. The oinish of the chet was yisurim. We see he was nenesh with yisurim. Kaitz vedarda. So, mit neima konasto miso al odom horishin. So, he told them, oma lehem mitzvah kalo. He wants to say kalo is a loshin to, it's like a double lamed. Kalo. Kalo is a loshin kilkul. This mitzvah had a kilkul in itself. The misa take is not bederech oinish. The misa was bederech tivi. That's why he wants to say pshat in the Gemara. But al kaponim Moshe v'Aaron. So Moshe v'Aaron. So Chazal answer mikra echod la tzadik v'la rosha la toiv. Very interesting. They bring from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer said pshat mikra echod la tzadik v'la rosha. That's tamazoy. It's a psaloi plug. That the same sibbe that the Rosh is nenash, that is the sibbe that the tzaddik is nenash. And the Ksav Sofer says that the einish of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was not moichiach the rishoyim of the doyel. He was not made some mele the einish of the Rosh mikra echol tzaddik la Rosh. Just like we had before, that if a person is not moichiach is nitfas for the avoidness of the Rishoyim. So there was a tfiyah on Moshe Rabbeinu. He had the mikra echol la tzadik la rosha. So the Ksav Sofer asks, well, etach yom echiach given, shimu no hamoirim. So he says, the no is not, the no was said too able. You don't say no. When you tell a chochet, the moirim was very good, but the no was too able, so it gefelt in the chochet, and that, therefore, mikra echol la tzadik la rosha. Al kolponim, we have here akasha, that it seems from this tana, that this tana holds, that Moshe v'Aaron, it was mesu, beloy chet atzmi. It wasn't a chet atzmi. Huda Omar ki haitan. The Sanya Rab Shimon ben Eloza Omer af Moshe ba'Aaron b'cheto meisu. Shenema yan lehemantem bi lagdishem. Hemantem bi adayim lehigiyah zmanchem lipoter min ha'ilo. So kaponim it's a machloikis tanoi. Meisvei arbo meisu be'ityoi shel nochosh. There were four people. That were nifta b'tyei shel nochash, ve'elu hein, binyamin ben Yaakov, ve'amrom avi Moshe, ve'yishai avi David, ve'kilev ben David, ve'kulu gemore. All of these we have a gemore, a kabbalah, that they were meisu b'tyei shel nochash. Levar me'yishai avi David, the meforish be'kro. By Yishai, there's an often a posik that says that he was mazed by Ityei Shal Nochash. Why? The Chsives Amoso Somav Sholoim Tachas Yoyov Ala Tzovo. Av Sholoim made Amoso that he was the Sar Tzvo Ala Tzovo. And who's this Amoso? Va Amoso Ben Ish Ushmoi Yisro HaYisraeli. That was his father, Yisrael Yisraeli, Asher bo el Avigal bas Nochash, that he had married Avigal, the daughter of Nochash, and this Avigal, bas Nochash, Achois, and Avigal is Achois Tzruya. Avigal is the sister of Tzruya. Aim Yoyo. And Tzruya was the mother of Yoyo. So the Gemara asks, V'chi bas nochosh avoy? Was Avigal the daughter of Nochosh? V'aloi bas Yishei avoy? Because if she was the sister of Tzruya, V'chi v'achi yoyseyem, Tzruya v'Avigal. Ele bas mi shemeis be'itya yishal Nochosh. So Kochach, we have to say that bas mi shemeis be'itya yishal Nochosh. So the Mele, so here we have a posik that al kaponim that Yishai was nifta, was meis be'itya yishal Nochosh. So now the Gemara asks as follows. Money. Ilema tane de malachi yashores. If this is going according to the first tane that we saw already, that he held, that there are people that meisu beloiche, moishabara meisu beloiche. So memela, so why did this tane say there are only four? But he come rab shimon ben elozari. Shma mi no. Yesh misa b'loi chayit, yesh yisurim b'loi oven. Akoch has to go according to Rav Shimon ben Alos. That's why he's not koilu Moshe v'yaren. Afal pikein, we see that there are four that did die be'it yoshel nochash. Shema mino, yesh misa b'loi chayit, yesh yisurim b'loi oven, t'yufte, the Rav Ami t'yufte. Rabbi Kevege zeichen zu a Mizrochi in Parsha Shoiftim. Mizrochi tak is, that's very interesting. The Mizrochi learns Pshatan Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gemara in Tzoyte says, Mi ha'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levo, yelech v'yoshev al beisoi, is yorei me'averish ha'biyodoi. So the Mizrahi learns because that's the only person that has to be afraid of Misa. Ein Misa b'loi chayt, a yorei v'rach ha'leva. And the others, the Gemara says that bon abayis v'loi chanochoi. So the Mizrahi explains that they have nothing what to worry about. Because these people are kochach did not have a chayt, or else it'd be yorei me'averish b'yodei. So they weren't over a chayt. So Memele, they had really no legitimate reason to return from the Muhammad. Well, the Gemara says the whole reason they returned from the Muhammad was that not to be mevaze the Yorei v'rach ha'leiva me'averi shebiyodai. If only the Yereim would be chayza me'orche ha'mulchama, so Memele would be a bizoyim for them. So in order to be matzel, the balei aveira from a bizoyin, so the Rabbeinu Shlom said that the bon abayis and eiris ishe should also go back. So people will think that, so could be these are going back, fall into that category. But really there's no legitimate reason. So the Mizrahi asks, but in the pasuk it says that the penyomus pamulchome by these three. So he has a kasha, what's that pen yomus pamulchome? They zicher won't die because they don't have a chet. The Mizrahi says that if they'll want to go, they're going to tie it like this. The etzim is a melchemes mitzvah. By us, there's no problem whatsoever. We don't have any chatoy. So we should go back because of the chaytin? Fakert, we want to go to melchemes mitzvah. So he says, that gufe is a chet that is mechayev misa. You're not chos on the covet of the chatoim, and therefore you want to stay here, so that gufe is a chet that is mechayev misa. But al koponim, the Mizrahi learns pshat, that fakir, that was the machiach of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that yorei v'rach ha'leva was only me'averishe b'yodei, because there's no other legitimate reason to go back. So that's what the Kevege means to ask. The Gemara blibes by a tiyufte, that there is yesh misa b'loiche. Zot Rashi, be'itya yishal nochosh, ba'atzoso yishal nochosh. Shehisi lechave, v'loi b'cheit acher, sheloi chotu. ואיתיוי כמו איתו ותואם הלושן אוב עצה, ואך יויסיים בבני ישי משתוי. אלו לב רב שמעון בן אלעזר, דאמר מוישה ואהרן בחטא מייסו, ומוידה בהני דתיז ומייסו ביתיוי של נפש. זוקת איסוויס, ארבע מייסו ביתיוי של נפש, והוד הכתיב כי אדם אין צדיק באורץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. It seems that that there are some people that want if the Bereiv b'nei Adam koma. That's me, the Masha wants to emphasize that just like he had said before, that even though the Gemara knew Le'amantim Bilag Disheni was a chet, but he held that was only a chet not to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but it was not a chet that was Mechayev Misa. A misa b'loi chet means you need a certain darge of chaymer of the chet in order to be mechayev misa. So it could be ein odom ein tzadik bosa shiyasa toi b'loi yechta means yechta everyone does, but it is not a b'chin of a chet that is mechayev misa. Ushma mino yesh misa b'loi chet v'yesh yisurim b'loi yove. Taisvis asks, "V'afal gav de b'may de komar ein yisurim b'loy ovoin loy itaisav." And this it was loy itaisav. So ha'olis alocheira that, and this we don't see that yesh yisurim b'loy ovoin. Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omar Rav Yonis, kol ha'oimer Reuven chato einay elo toyer. So what if Shat Reuven Chota? So Rashi says, Kol ha'oimer Reuven Chota b'maise bile. That means if we'll take the parsha face value, so that is a toye. Shenema v'yiyu b'nei Yaakov shneim osa. Right after the maise of the chet of Reuven, it says, v'yiyu b'nei Yaakov shneim osa, melamed shekulon shkulem ka'ach. Elo mani mekayim vayishka ves bilo pilegish ovid. Lame shebilbel matzoi shel ovid. Umale olo vakosov ki ilu shochav imo. Yeah. So that is one tane that says that Reuven loichot. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elozor oimer. Mutzol oisai tadik me oisai ove. He's also, Shimon Loza also holds a loichot. V'loi bo maise ze liyodai. Ben Yayoda says that every aveire that a person does, it's nirsham al yodai. One is from the balei harois, he could be maker al yodai. The chet. So he says, "V'loy bo ma'ase ze liyodai." If you look on the Yad Reuven, you would not see this chet. And he brings a cheshbon. Efsher osid zaroi lamoi v'har evil. V'loy mer orol shoychev imeshes oviv. V'yovei chet ze liyodai. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, let us see, Tachsi Valkrav Yibna Yaakov Lohoitzi Mi Libach Shaloi Tachshedenu. One should not be Choshed Reuven. V'yovoi Chet Zeli Yodoi V'yigzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyiu Min HaMekalulim. He says that the Yoitzei Chalotzov of Reuven, the Botnish Given hastens that what, if he was Nichshel Ba'isei Chet, that they should be for the Mekalulim on this Chet. It can't be like that. So Memele, yeah, Lamed Ha'iva V'lei Ma'or Sheikh V'meish Yisov, V'yovi Chet Zeli Yovi, Elamani Mekayim V'yishkav Ez Bilo Pelegish Ovid. So what is Pshat in the Posit? Elboin Imoi Tova. He came with a Taine to Yaakov Avinu, Oma imachois imi, oisot zorele imi, No, Rochel was the keres habayis, but shivchas achois imi teheitzor lehimi, omad ubilbil es matzo. Acherem oimrim, shtei matzois bilbil. Achas shel shchine, v'achas shel olid. Ha'ainu d'chsiv, os chilalto yitzui olo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Acha shel shchine, kach hoya yakev oise, barbo olei noshov mamid mito l'shchine. Uba oise oihel, shuhu roya boya shchine, ubo velon oise alaylo. Chilauto oise shem, sheolo al yitzui. Tahainu shchine. Midalaiksiv yitzui olisa. So the being a right that Rashi was not goyres al tikre yitzui eli yitzuai, because Rashi says a different pshat, that the heichoche is, the Allah is going under Shechina, midalaiksiv yitzui olisa. Tam acher, so the first pshat is, in each oil there was a bezundere mite. Tamacher atchelay nivna oil mayet ayse shchine mitzuye bi olay tzadike. Seems that now there was a besondere mite. Kitanoi. But the Gemara says this shite that Reuven was not nichshel in the chet is a machlekes tanoi. The pasuk says pachas kamayim al toisa. Is Rabbi Lezer Oimer Pozato Chavto Zilto. Let us see what Rashi says. Pachas Nutrikenhu Pozato Loshin Amo Pzizo Pozato Mihalto Ba'atzmecho V'chotoso. That means, so first the Ois Rishen of Pachas is the Sibis Achek, that it came about with Mehiris, with Behilus, without Cheshbin, and that brought about Chavto, that brought about Achoy, and then Zilaso, Zilzalto. That's some other say Pshat, that there was a double Chet. There was a Chet Ben Odom Lamokim. That's what the Marshal says. Chavto be'iser eishes ish, zilzalto be'kvoido v'icho iser eishes of. So he says, in pachas, the whole chet lies in the word pachas. He says, the mehiris brought about chavto, which is a bein odom lamokim, and a zilzalto bein odom lachaveri, zilzalto be'kvoido v'icho, or nitoisiv the iser eishes of, besides the iser eishes ish. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, posato al dos, you trespass, you stepped over the halacha, chotoso zoniso. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, he learns a different pshat. Rabbi Gamliel learns already that he was not nichshel bechet, but he was almost nichshel bechet. Pilalto is a loshen tfile. Chalto is also a loshen tfile. By Yechal Moshe. The Zion is Zolcho tfilosho. He says the tfile, there was a meiradik in the soyin, and the tfile was matzel ruvein minachet. Rashi says, Pilalto lehinotzel minachet. Chalto by Yechal Moshe. Zolcho tfilosho, the tfile was niskai. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Srichen Ono Lomaidoi, Abolezer Hamidoi, Hafeiches Ateiva. If you look at Pachas backwards, Vidershani was Deirish, Pachas backwards. Ziyazato, Hirtato, Polcho Chet. Ziyazato, Yoreso Lachtoi. psaloshin, and then the same thing, irtato, is also a psaloshin of pachad. Polcho chet mimcho. So what does Rashi say? Yerei salachti, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, choto. Rabbi Gamliel, Amidoi, Bikei shlachtoi, Veloi choto. Rova Oma Vomri Lo Rabirmiya Ba Abe Zocharto Oinshay Shaldova. It wasn't, the Shaila is, we have here, it says, Amachloikis Tanoim. What prevented, it seems that Reuben was in a massive, in a meiridik in the soyin of Chet. And what held him back? So we have here machloikes tanoim. Agavuch, we have three aces. How one can be nishma minachet. Rav Gamliel says, pilauto, tefillah. Aces, tefillah is, and a person finds himself in an nisoyin, is tefillah is an oifen to be nitzel from the chet. They said, Rabbi Lezer Medoi said, no. Well, that wasn't the Sibbe, that was Matzel Ruven. Yerushamayim was Matzel. That means Yerushamayim Yoreso Lachtoi. The Yerushamayim held him back. Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'abe said Zocharto Oinshoi Sheldovo. That means that it was in front of him. Not the Yiras Shamayim, the Yiras Chet, or the Oynish. The one sees the, as it's brought down, Zayir HaKodesh. The Zayir HaKodesh says that Abro, the Chomer, Ritzue Da'abe, if a son sees the Ritzue, the Onshim, of that the father is mukhan to give, that holds him back from doing a chet. They bring down the Zayir HaKodesh on a medrash. The medrash says on the posik, Uriisim oisa yuzachartem es komitzvis Hashem vasisim oisam. So the medrash says, Moshel to an Odom that was drowning in water, and someone threw out a hevel, someone was in a ship and he threw out a hevel, and the only way he can rescue himself is by holding on to the hevel. So the Medrash says, Haksik b'musar al teref. The Medrash is very unclear. We're speaking about the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the Medrash gives a moshel of someone throwing out a hevel, and we end up with harzik b'musar al teref. So the Redal on the Medrash tells to this Zayir HaKodesh. And the etzim, we could be mamtik a little bit. The Charedim says pshat in the mitzvah of tzitzis, or the mitzvah of tcheles, the frat. The mitzvah of tcheles, the Zayir HaKodesh says, is going on the kisei din, the gavon. The gavon of tcheles is moire and the mokeim shel din. Therefore, the Gemara says in Broches that if a person sees tcheles b'chaloyim, that's not a good simen. Ureisim oisoi, the Charedim says, is loshen uyereisim oisoi. Looking at the tcheles, which the tcheles is meramis, and the mokeim din is memele, and then The Riyah alone is sufficient. So that is Pshat in the Medrash. I said, the Medrash is saying the Hevel that could be Matzel a person from the Yam and the Sioines, that's Harzik b'Musa al Teref. So it seems this is the third Mahalach over here. Zochalta Oinshoi Shel Dovo. What held Reuven back? The Zechiris Ha'oinish. Cholisa Atzmacha Choyli Godel. So Rashi says, Choyli Godel Lehis Apek Lichboish Yitzrecho. It wasn't an easy fight. Peirashto milachto. So these are the three mahalchim in the Tanoim, what was Besaya Reuven not to be nichshol. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amar Rav Yonison, Kolo Oimer b'nei Eili Chotu Einoi Elotoy. Zogt Rashi, Kolo Oimer b'nei Eili Chotu b'eishes ish Einoi Elotoy. That's a mistake. It's not, you cannot take the psukim kipshuta. Umiyu b'bizoyim kotshim chotu. That's because they did that chet. But the chet that the psukim speak about, that one is a toy, if we'll take it face value. So the Gemara writer, Shenema, Visham Shnei B'nei Eili, Chofni U'Pinchas Kehanim Lashem. So how did Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini bring a raya from this posik that they were not chayted? So velo kerav. He held like Rav. The Omar Rav Pinchas Leichot. We'll see later, he had rayas from Sukkim that Pinchas Leichot. And here it says, Makish Chofni le Pinchas. Chofni yo Pinchas kahanem Lashem. That Chofni is equivalent to Pinchas. Ma Pinchas Leichot av Chofni Leichot. Elo, mani, mekayim, asha yishkebu nesa anoshim. So the Gemara says, mitoich sheshow eskineyem. Since they were misatzel in the hakroves hakinim, and the women knew that they would be misatzel, and they knew they wouldn't stay on the kahanim's head, that who knows when they'll decide to be makriv the kinim. In Kolzman they weren't makriv the kinim. They were also betaris. So memela they knew they had to stay there to make sure that they'll be makriv the kinim. Is mitoich sheshol eskineyem shleiholchu eitzol baleihem malaleihem akosov keilu shochvu. Last time I saw Rav Moshe in the Oris, he says, in the Mishkan, there were thousands of Kehanim. There wasn't only Chofni and Pinchas. What's Pshat? I mean, that the women had to stay around because they were Mishatel. They were the only Kehanim there. But upon him, that's the Taine on Chofni and Pinchas. Let us see what Rashi says. The Omar Rav Lekamon Vishmaiten, Pinchas Leichot, V'yalef Lo Mikro. So the Rabbi Yonison Yalef Lo Lechofni Mehaikro, the Makish Chofni LePinchas. Shesho Eskineyem, Shohoyu Misalvim LaHakriv Shum Kolbon, Ela Bekushi, Kedersiv Gambeterem Yaktirum Esachela, Shohoyu Zoveis V'yodois Bois Mimokem Achel Eshila, LaHakriv Eskineyem, Vehein Hoyu Mashim LaHakrivum, they took their time. Anoshim lo yoichaylim lismoich aleim. They couldn't rely on them. Sheyakribu. V'hoyu shayisham. So they had to wait there to make sure that they were makriv. Lo yoichayzris eitzel baleim acherol kineyim kreivim. They would stay there till they were assured that they were makriv their kinim. V'hoyu teiris lekotchim likonis lazoret. V'ikach ma'al aleim kilu shachvum. Why? Shoyu moinim oison mi pirya v'rivya. So zut the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Omar Rav. So now we'll see. I says how Rav was poshit that Pinchas loichota. Omar Rav, Pinchas loichota. How do you know this? Shenema. It says later, this was by Shol, Achio ben Achito, Achio the son of Achito, who was Achi Ikovi, he was the brother of Ikovi, ben Pinchas ben Eli Koyin Hashem. So he was the Achie who was the grandson of Pinchas, was a Koyin Hashem. Efshel Chet Bo Liyodoi. Could it be possible that Pinchas was chayte in a yisser of znus Ba'kosev miyachsoi. In the pasuk of the miyachas here, an einikol koyim Hashem. Ba'leikfar nema yachis Hashem le'ish asher yaseno er v'yoyna miyole yakoiv u'magish mincho l'Hashem tzvokei. So and this is speaking about someone who was mechalol kedushosoi with a bias nuts. So the Gemara darshins im Yisrael who lo yir lo er bechochme v'lo yoyna betalmide. Im koyin who lo yir lo ben magish minche. And here it says, the pasuk says that the einikol of Pinchas was Achia ben Achitu. El alav shma mino Pinchas loichot. Fregt die Gemara elo hoksiv. So Rav holds that Pinchas loichot. Fregt die Gemara hoksiv asher yishkevun. So Rav answered yishkevun ksiv. It's going on chofni. Now Rav personally held that chofni was a chayte. Not like we had before b'shem Rav Yehudson. So yishkevun yishkevoyson. Vachsiv al bonoi kiloi toive hashmua. Amram Nachman by Yitzchak, Bnitzi. He was only speaking to Chofni. Vachsiv mavirim. Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, mavirom ksiv. Vachsiv b'nei v'liyal. Vaisis both were b'nei v'liyal. Miter shahoy eloi lepinches limcha isle Chofni v'loi mincha. V'loi micha malol v'kosov ke'ilu chotov. So let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Pinchas loichoto beishishis, tasha yishkevu nasanoshim eina elo chofni levadoi. This is Shitas Rav. Vachiyah ben achitav koin Hashem b'shiloi noisei efet, reishim yachsoi l'shevach, u'maskir olav shem Pinchas avi oviv. Efshe bochet liyodoi vakosav miyachsoi l'shevach, Ves ben benoi miyachsei acha, vachsiv gabi aveira, denoi afi miyachis Hashem leish, vaikro bebol anochis, vala zoyne mishtoi, kedashin alei beilein an ischofen. Vachsiv leil minei kichilel yehude kedoish Hashem ashoiv, ubo batel necho. Vachini kichilel yehude kedoish zu zoyne, vachain uoim eloi siya kedoisho, that Yisar znut, er chorif, lohovin alohiris bein chachomim. Kidamrine Bairevin Aronis Zeronis. Someone's wide awake and sharp. Vim Koyin who Vikan Miyachis Koyin Magish Minchacha Pinchas. Oksiv Al Bonoi Kiloi Toiva Shmua Shanechishemeya Mavirim Amashem Avim Hoyim Mechicha Melu was Mechiathem. So the Gemara says Bniksi. Voksiv Mavirim Omar Ravuna Bered Rav Yeshua Mavirom Ksiv. Koshe be'enai shem ha'chocham ha'nizkar kam. Ki oimar ani, the kashe and the teres is ashrek, she'toiz godol hu, v'loi garsine lo loho milse. Number one, Rashi says, shrei b'sforim u'goyim ksiv ma'birim. If you look in Nach, it's ma'birim with a yod. V'gam, you'll say, maybe we're not boki. וגם במסוירס הגדולה במוקים שמנויים שם כל הטבעיס ולא יקסיב בהם יוד וקוירים יישאי לושן רבים ותאר יוד ולא נמנה זה so ממילא so בהיסטויס it is מולי תקה והם מנויים על פי החשבן וזו so ממילא so it can be. So good. So the teretz is no good. But what's happening with the kasha? So Rashi says, "Vezu ain't a kasha. The kasha fights a chichnishto. The high mavirim lav loshen aveiru, el loshen vayaviru koil b'machne. V'chi kamalu loytei v'shmo shenichi shemeis am Hashem mavirim u'machizim v'koyv lo malechem. By mavirim loshen rabim u'that's true. But v'am Hashem koy v'lav avnei eli shem heim hoyu oivrim." Let us just see Taisus Kalem Bnei Eli Chotu Ein Elatoy Perish May Dachsiv Asher Yishkevun Loichotu Mavasa Kosh May Kedusiv Beterem Yaktiru Achelu Mavirom Ksid Asha Shalonu Chaylik Al Sforim Shalonu Shekosu Bahem Mavirim Vayud Ma'abrim Chemitz Mevehim Atzinu Birushalmi Veshimshin Vuhu Shavat Yisrael Arboim Shone מלמד שהיו פלישתים, יראי ממנו חוף שונה אחר מויסק, מי בחייב. כל הספרים שלו נציב חוף שונה. מתשע לפנחס לימחס, הפוליקה רבי יוניס, מדומה שניהם לחוטו.